The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We love DraftKings Sportsbook for a million different reasons, including they've been tweeting out a lot of our content, which is great. Make sure you follow them at DK Sportsbook. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. You can always enjoy this show, including my unmade hotel room bed on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL from lovely Akron, Ohio, as I get ready for the Zips hosting the Ball State Cardinals tonight, the first midweek action game of the year, 7 p.m., CBS Sports Network. Very much looking forward to it. Love midweek action. You know why, Steve? A lot of people watch. And maybe not tonight because the World Series is on, but these midweek action games, I couldn't believe last year how many text messages and tweets I got. It's the only game in town.
How is the MAC so much smarter than the WNBA and some of these professional leagues? Basically, look at the schedule for the NFL, the NBA, etc., and fill in the blanks so that you can be the only game in town. I will say this. We're at a sports equinox day here, Ross. We got baseball. We got football. We got basketball. And we got hockey. But the equinox may come to an end tonight, depending on what happens in the World Series.
Yeah, listen, you're talking to the wrong guy. I've already said if I was commissioner of a league, we would play a Saturday 9 a.m. game every week and a Sunday 9 a.m. game every week. Those two games, they're the only football game on at that time. Live football. Sun Belt, Conference USA, one of them should do it, but whatever. Nobody listens to me, I guess. Other than you guys here on the Even Money Podcast, you already know that that voice is that of Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl professional football gambling. You check him out at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. And Steve, it wasn't by a lot, but we had another profitable week. I was up 2 units. You were up 1 unit. That puts me back in black, baby. I am back in black. I am up 1 unit for the season, and it feels so good. You are up 24 units for the season, Steve. Absolutely crushing it. We shall dive right into it. And we'll start with that Cardinals-Packers game. I put 1 unit on the Packers getting the 6 points. I wimped out. They won it outright, 24-21. You put 2 units on Kyler Murray over 258.5 passing yards. Steve, that was looking terrible. He had like 50 in the first half, but he still hit the over, and you got 2 big units there.
Absolutely. I do think he had a 50-yard pass just on one play in the first half. But you're right. He was trending way below. The bottom line, I'm pulling back the curtain here on how to win at sports. You win at sports by beating the closing number. Kyler Murray's closing number was right around 274. He passed for 274. So if you got ahead of it, you bet the over early. You wound up winning actually fairly comfortable. If you bet it on game day, it was going to depend on how well you could shop. But that's the key in betting. Get to the good numbers early.
Boy, that's amazing. That's a great story. Let's go to the Bengals and the Jets. I just leaned to the Jets. You had nothing. Jets were 10-point underdogs, and they won outright. Mike White. We'll be talking about him a little bit more a little bit later. Dolphins, Bills. I leaned Dolphins catching the 14. So did you. They lost by 15. Steve, these numbers, it is uncanny how good these numbers are a lot of the time.
And Buffalo up 9. Josh Allen, I think he had a ticket on Buffalo minus 14 back at home through some beard because he looked very motivated to punch in one more score.
Yeah, he certainly did. Let's get to the Titans, Colts. We each had, I believe, let me check. That was a teaser. Yeah, how about this, Steve? We both went big. 3 units on Colts teased up to plus 7.5, Vikings up to 8.5. Steve, you want to talk about getting the better of the number. Both these teams were favored by the time these games happened, and we got them at plus 1.5 and plus 2.5.
That's why we tape on Tuesday. We made that decision that earlier in the week to get at the better number. Think about this. What were two of the most disappointing teams of the NFL last week? Certainly, the Colts would enter the equation and the Vikings would be right there. We bet on both those teams and we won. That's getting the better of the number right there.
So true. I mean, that and we had people tweeting me, emailing me, being, man, if I hadn't teased it, I would have lost. You guys are awesome. Yes, we are pretty awesome. We appreciate that. No, listen, we lose like everybody else at times, but it was a good feeling. So the Colts Vikings, I'm so glad you went 3 units, Steve, and then I went 3 units with you. Rams Texans leaned Rams. That's what we both did. That's when the spread was 14. They covered that. They ended up winning by 16. Wow. How about our next best bet? Lions Eagles. We both like the Lions getting 3.5. They lost 44-6. Steve, I was stunned. Stunned. I mean, on both sides, that the Eagles played that well, the Lions looked that lifeless. I mean, I almost, if I'm going to lose, I prefer to get destroyed. So it's not like I'm stressing out or I'm upset about one crazy play late.
I agree. It's almost like if you're going to play Squid Game, you may as well get blown away in red light, green light. Don't last all the way to the marbles game or the window panes, right? Just get it over with if you're going to lose. And that's what happened to us.
Steelers, Browns. I took the Steelers getting 3.5 for 2 units. You leaned Browns. Steelers won it outright, 15-10. They just seem more comfortable playing in games like that than at times do teams like the Cleveland Browns. Speaking of comfortable, I know some of you are a little uncomfortable talking about your hair and losing your hair. Don't be. Look, I'm on TV. I played in the NFL. I've been losing my hair until I started taking Keeps. There's only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers both. In fact, Steve, I was taking both before I even ever heard of Keeps. But then I heard about Keeps. I was like, wait a minute. So I can get the pill just sent to my house. I don't need to go to the doctor and get a prescription and pick it up at the pharmacy. And I can also just get the topical solution sent to my house rather than having to go buy it at the store. Awesome. Treatment started just $10 a month. Keeps has the generic versions. Prevention is the key. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss like I did, like I do, go to keeps.com/evenmoney to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/evenmoney to get your first month free. Keeps.com/evenmoney. Google pictures of me back in the day. It works. You know what didn't work, Steve? Taking the Bears getting 3.5 against the Niners. Niners beat them by 11. So that's back-to-back weeks where I lost money on the Bears. Probably done with them for a while. You lost two units, Steve. You had the Niners, Bears, first half under 20.
Yes, and I don't know if you saw the end game, but it was going to win. There was 19 points, and we had a 50-yard completion at the end of the first half. It was the wrong side. There was plenty of offense in that game. I'm not even going to complain about it. Wrong side, I lose.
Panthers, Falcons. We both lean to the Falcons. Panthers won the game outright. Finally, they won a game without Christian McCaffrey. Chargers, Patriots. I lean Chargers. You lean Patriots. Patriots win the game outright, 27-24. Then you get to the Jags and the Seahawks. Man, I did not have a whole lot of good fortune with taking bad teams. I put two units on the Jags getting 3.5. They stink. I mean, they're terrible. They got destroyed by Geno Smith and the Seahawks, 31-7. That was bad. Bucks, Saints. On the same podcast where you said the Bucks are by far the best team in the NFL, you put two units on the Saints, getting 5, and they won outright, Steve.
Yeah, spirited effort by the Saints defense. Have to go with Trevor Siemian. Hey, smart kid from Northwestern. Yeah, it's a downgrade, about 3.5 points from Winston, but the defense wins the game, and Tampa Bay is still the best team in the NFL right now. However, Saints were in a good spot, and they circled the wagons.
That they did. Let's keep it rolling to Washington and Denver. I leaned Washington. You put two units on Washington, getting 3 points in Denver. They lost 17-10. They're not good, Steve. They're not good either.
I'm going to have to do full disclosure. I had information that the Denver offense was throwing the game, and I'm going to go ahead and submit the tape of the final Denver possession, up 7, minute and a half to play. At this point, a Pennsylvania high school football team could take 3 knees, punt the ball, hold everybody at the line of scrimmage so the pro players can't get through. Who cares if the flags fly? They have to decline the penalties. Punt it out of bounds, and the pro team would get one play to try to gain 50 yards against the high school team. Extremely unlikely. The high school team would win. But not the Denver Broncos, because they proceeded to fumble, and they recovered it. Throw an incompletion when everyone knows that's the last thing you can do, and then fumble Melvin Gordon and actually lose the ball. So I give accolades to the Denver offense. They were trying to throw the game for me, but but the defense didn't get the memo for Denver, so I lost.
Oh, man. Cowboys, Vikings. This was another one of our two-team, three-unit teaser with the Vikings at the time when we record this 2 p.m. on Tuesday, getting 2.5 points on the DraftKings Sportsbook. They end up losing 20-16, but our bet wins. And then Monday Night Football, I put one unit on the Giants, getting 10 points. They probably should have won the game outright against Kansas City. They lose 20-17, but I get that unit. So, Steve, I was up two units. You were up one. I'm up one unit for the season. You're up 24 units for the season. We were 1-1 on our best bets. The teaser hit. The Lions lost. So we're 11-8-1 for the season. Are you ready for week 9 in the NFL?
I am. In my mind, I'm queuing up the start of the Survivor song, which I love, that's in the Ross Tucker podcast's previews. Let's do it.
Nice. But first, I must tell you, overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure, the MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone. All right, Steve, let's start with Thursday night. The Colts are hosting Mike White and the New York Jets. Colts are laying 10.5.
So I'm going to pass on this game. It seems like a lot of points, but I tell you, these Colts, they're a really good 3-5 team. It would not surprise me if they don't wind up making the playoffs, but the schedule is going to be difficult. But certainly they're the best of the bad record teams in the NFL. But the Jets, you know what? Maybe this white kid from Western Kentucky is better than Wilson. Certainly they throw the ball a lot at Western Kentucky. He's been in the system for several years. He looked great, Ross. I pass.
I'm putting 2 units on the Jets. I believe in Mike White. I know it was only one game. It's hard to play as well as he did. And I think a lot of times guys just need an opportunity. He made the most of it. The Colts come into this game banged up. Tyquan Lewis done for the year. T.Y. Hilton out for the game. Carson Wentz has this glitch in which he just loses his mind at times. And I liked Robert Saleh's. I love the left-hand shot put that you did. This is why people need to watch youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I think Saleh's got some energy with these guys. I'm putting 2 units on the Jets getting the 10.5. What about the Bills laying 14 in Jacksonville, Steve? A total of 49.
Nietzsche. No more. No more Urban Meyer. Done with him. Not tonight. You know, the body language is so bad with Urban Meyer. I don't care how many points it is. I'm not going to lay 14, but I'm done with any sort of Jacksonville bets until dude is fired.
I'm not here for Jacksonville either. Cowboys are hosting the Broncos, who traded Von Miller. Interesting message to send to that locker room. Cowboys are laying 9.5 on the DraftKings Sportsbook at 2:17 p.m. Eastern time. Total's 49.5.
Yeah, and 9.5 is a big difference from 10, because now I can tease in a 7-point teaser down to 2.5, Ross. So I absolutely have to – the Cowboys are going to win this game. Denver is demoralized. They're sellers. Dak's going to be back. I just need something to pair them with a 7-point teaser. You know what? Looking at the board, why not the Los Angeles Rams against the Tennessee Titans team in a terrible spot? So a 2-team 7-point teaser, Dallas minus 2.5, Rams minus 1.5. There's no way either of those teams is going to lose. No way, Ross. Why not? 3 units, teaser of the week.
Wow. Okay. Let's get to – I would lean Buffalo laying the 14, and I would lean Dallas laying the 9.5. Let's get to the Vikings and the Ravens, where the Ravens are laying 6 points and the total's 50.
So I'm going to lean to Baltimore. Kirk Cousins was awful. He was awful. You know, is it me? Didn't Justin Jefferson look like he was injured in the second half? He only got like 21 yards, and he was a no-show. And that really seemed to hurt the Minnesota offense. But Cousins historically has been much better in this time slot, the early morning game versus the primetime games or the late games. And it is a lot of points. I'm still going to lean Baltimore.
Interesting. I would lean Baltimore as well. Too many points for Kirk Cousins. Baltimore's coming off a bye. I think the Vikings bounce back a little bit. That's just a lean for me with Baltimore. What about the Panthers hosting the Patriots? Panthers are getting 3.5 at home. It seems like Sam Darnold's status is up in the air right now.
Yeah, and, you know, P.J. Tucker, I don't know what to think of that guy. He was just been awful in the play that he's had year to date, but he was great when he was playing. I forgot if he was in the Alliance of American Football or the XFL. They're all blending together, but he was the MVP of that league in terms of how he played. Too much uncertainty. I'm going to lean Carolina just because I think there's been a correction too much in New England's power rating. Lean Carolina.
Yeah, that's same for me. I will lean to Carolina. I just don't like not having certainty at the starting quarterback spot. Don't know what to expect from P.J. Walker. I do like that you call him P.J. Tucker every time, though. The basketball player. It's amazing. What about the Falcons and the Saints? So we got Falcons. We got Saints. Falcons are getting 6 points. It looks like Trevor Siemian will be the quarterback for the Saints.
Yeah, not certain of that. Taysom Hill, no chance to come back? I think he's still questionable, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure either, to be honest with you.
So on the hierarchy, I have Jameis Winston and my quarterback ratings just slightly better than an average quarterback. I have Taysom Hill being -1.5 versus an average starting quarterback in the NFL. That would be a 2-point downgrade. If you go to Siemian, then I have Siemian 3 points worse than an average quarterback. That's a 3.5-point downgrade to Winston. So a lot of uncertainty. Siemian is capable. He's a slightly above average backup quarterback. You know, it sure feels like the Falcons should be the spot here to back plus the 6. But, you know, with Ridley leaving the team, I wonder about their chemistry and the like. I'm going to pass.
I would lean Falcons here, but the Saints defense is playing really well. And the problem is if you take away Kyle Pitts with Ridley away, the Falcons have nothing. I mean, they've got no weapons if you take away Kyle Pitts like the Panthers were able to do. Just a lean to Atlanta for me. What about the Browns and the Bengals? Browns are getting 3 points, totals 47, games in Cincinnati.
So I get it. The Bengals, before the Jets disaster, had been playing very well, and the Browns have been disappointing. But to start the year, you know, Cleveland was supposed to win 10.5 games, and the Bengals 6.5 games. Okay, let's bring them a lot closer together. And they're pretty comparable teams. But now we got Cleveland in a good spot off of that loss to Pittsburgh. They need the game like blood. Rivalry, 3 seems like too much. I think the Bengals are a deserved favorite. You're going to give me 3. I'll take the Browns for 2 units.
Interesting. Okay. I would just lean Cleveland getting the points right now. But I think the Bengals bounce back from their bad loss to the Jets as well. Let's get to the Texans getting 6.5 in Miami against the Dolphins.
Now, if there's one game that my power ratings have different than the market, it's this one. I have the Texans so low in my power ratings. Now, I get it. The Texans are the greatest team in the history of the NFL when they're down 30 with 3 minutes to play. Then they're going to destroy their opponents. They did it against San Francisco. They did it last week against the Rams. But this is a terrible Texans team that simply does not score on the road. Flores, job security issues and the like. You got to feel Miami's going to find a way to win this game. I make the game 8.5, so I have to look to Miami. Can I lay 6.5 with Miami? Of course I can't lay 6.5. I'm just going to lean, strong lean, Miami.
So I'm going to tease Miami down, and I know I'm not going through the key number of 7, but I'm going to tease them down to -0.5 point, and I'm going to pair them with the Steelers, who are favored over the Bears by 6.5 Monday night. Tease that down to -0.5 point. And so 2-unit, 2-team teaser, Steelers and Dolphins just need to win those football games. 2 units, 2-team teaser for the Dolphins and the Steelers.
You know, and a quick comment on that, although it's not a traditional what they call Wong teaser, getting through 3 and 7, it's still a pretty decent play. Best evidence of that, if you took the money lines of both those teams, which are currently like at -280 and above, and parlayed the 2 money lines, it's essentially the same bet, right? You're laying -0.5. If it isn't a tie, you just need both those teams to win, and you're getting a much better payout with the teaser than playing the 2 money lines. So that's why I do like your 2-team teaser.
Okay, awesome. I like that I get the Steve seal of approval. What about the Raiders laying 3 at the Giants, total of 46.5. Should be said, Steve, as we are recording this, Henry Ruggs has been involved and charged with DUI resulting in death, which just sounds absolutely awful. And frankly, is one reason why I'm not touching this game.
You know, I'm not going to touch this game at all, and I'm just going to put out a reminder to everyone that's done it. I've done it. You're coming home from happy hour. You've had 3 drinks. Kyler Murray might be out. You get a text. You need to bet San Francisco. You know what? Pull over the side of the road. Don't text while you drive. And if you're at all uncertain, you know what? Call a friend. And if you don't have any friends and you're embarrassed, walk around for 2 hours. Drink some water and some coffee. Don't get behind the wheel if you've been drinking, and don't text while you drive. It's just a great reminder to all of us we pass this game.
Awful. I mean, think about in Las Vegas how many cabs and Ubers there are. It's just unbelievable. I guess I would lean Raiders laying the points, but I have no idea how they'll react to this, so it's not much of a lean. Let's get to the Eagles and the Chargers. The Eagles are getting a point and a half. The total is 50, Steve.
So my power ratings say Chargers. My phone is blowing up with one of the sharpest guys I know that says he's got a group that absolutely loves the Eagles. For whatever reason, they bet the Eagles every week. Say the Eagles are massively underrated. Don't bet against the Eagles. Fine. I'll pass the game.
So I got three teasers I'm going to pair together, Steve. The Eagles from plus 1.5. Up to plus 7.5. The Packers against the Chiefs from plus 1.5 up to plus 7.5. And the LA Rams from minus 7.5 down to minus 1.5. So what do you call that, a round robin teaser?
You know, I've called it a round robin, but I have to say round robin by twos only, because you're not going to play the three team teaser. So it's a round robin by twos. You've got three different bets. Teams, Ross laid them out. So you're going to obviously play teams 1 and 2, 1 and 3, and 2 and 3 together. Three separate bets. You're going to go 2 units on each of those, Ross, because if you do, I'm going to concur and we're going to have three best bets.
Yeah, I'm going 2 units each on all three of those teasers. I know that the round robin teasers have not been great to me, but I still feel like that's the right move here. So awesome. We have our first best bet.
The best bet.
Evidently, Brian's not doing something. We've got three best bets there. And those three games are all in a row. So I guess the question is, Packers, Chiefs, Titans, Rams, anything else that you want to say there, Steve?
You know, one note on the Titans that nobody's talking about with Derrick Henry, and I have him worth just under 2 points to the Titans. He got overutilized. We've seen this before. DeMarco Murray, whenever a running back gets too many carries, dude gets hurt the next year. And everyone was like, oh, Henry's the exception to the rule. It's fine. We'll just give him 30 carries. Who cares that we're up 20? We want him to like get records and be awesome. I firmly believe the Titans completely mismanaged his carry count. Now, did that directly or indirectly lead to his injury? We will never know. But I think it was a really bad move by the Titans. And once again, we've seen it in the NBA also with so many injuries, with the players playing so many minutes. You need to do load management. It is a violent sport, Ross. Hey, I don't need to tell you that. How many times did you see guys, I want to ask you, go out on the field and you say, you know what, it's just a matter of time. He can't continue this. He's not Earl Campbell.
Right, like we're not machines. And by the way, machines break down too. I mean, that's why there's a place like AutoZone. Now through November 7th, they have exclusive deals during AutoZone Visibility Week. I'll be driving back from Akron, Ohio tonight. You better bet that my wipers are ready to go. You better bet my headlights are ready to go. And what's cool is right now you can do the same thing if you're an AutoZone Rewards Program member and get $10 when you buy the 2 Rain-X Quantum Wiper Blades, or get $25 when you buy a Sylvania LED Fog Twin Pack. That's how you do it. AutoZone Visibility Week is here. Ready to see more and drive safer? Visit your nearest AutoZone or head to AutoZone.com to start your job today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So, good point on the Titans and Henry. We talked Packers, Chiefs. I still can't believe the Chiefs are favored. We went through those. The last one's Monday night, which is another teaser for me, Steve. The Bears getting 6.5 in Pittsburgh, total of 40.
Yes. Did we talk Arizona, San Francisco?
Did I miss that?
It's off the board. That's why you missed it. I think it might be off the board.
It's off the board at DK Sportsbook right now.
Breaking news. So Aaron Murray, apparently he's getting treatment nonstop. He's questionable for the game. It looks a whole lot similar to the Dak Prescott situation that we had where Dak wound up missing that game against Minnesota. So it's off the board.
You know what, Steve? I just refreshed it. I swear to God, I just refreshed it. And it has him as a pick right now.
Yes. So San Fran was catching 2.5 down to pick. You know, I think there's sharp money that knows something right off the bat. I think that I don't think Murray is going to play. I know it just moved 2.5 points. And frankly, I did just bet this at +2.5 and some +3. I don't care. San Fran's is in a great spot. They lost 17-10 because Trey Lance can't quarterback worth a lick the first time these teams played. San Fran's going to win this game. San Fran pick them 2 units. And I think it's likely Murray's not going to play. So we're going to get Colt McCoy, lifetime journeyman.
Interesting. Gosh, I just go down the DK Sportsbook thing. So if the game's not on there, I don't really even realize I'm missing it. You have anything for Bears Steelers, Steve?
I have nothing. Steelers play better at home historically, and Steelers play better when they're catching points, unfortunately. I have no interest in laying the points when it's going to be Najee Harris left, right, and center for the entire second half if the Steelers are up 10. I pass.
As mentioned, I've got the Steelers teased down to 0.5 with the Dolphins. That'll do it for this week's Even Money podcast. Let's do it. Back-to-back weeks where we were both in the black. Now we're both in the black for this season. Let's keep it rolling here. You guys know what to do. Please spread the word via social media. And if you quote tweet how much you love the show, you are very likely to get a retweet at Ross Tucker Pod. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.